I was from your region in 1895. October the 28th. I can't tell what time.
I know what I'm about to say. But just tell that.
That's fine. I was in about 12 years. You don't have to pass the jail here, family. Luma Condon lives down there. That was that old tiny house. And then we moved from there to a Rochelle. The name of the place was Stigler's Place, you mean.
Why was it called
16 rooms to it.
Why was it called Stigler's Place?
That's why it was on account of, they first lived there, I think, the Stigler's, and they just called it Stigler's Place.
How old were you when you moved there?
I was 15 years old.
But how old were you when Michael Bazley used to tell you about the Civil War?
Well, I guess we were around maybe 10 or 12 small kids, you know.
What did he do?
We were sitting all on the porch, and he'd, you know, stand around. We'd get around, and he had his cane, and we three little old girls would stand around, and, you know,
Which sister? Your sisters?
Yes, Moselia and Nanny. Stand around and listen at him. But you were so interesting, you know, for us, and we liked to hear him.
What did he tell you about?
Well, he just told us what he did and all. I think he used to drive mules or something to a wagon. And this overseas, of course, he was.
Not overseas, you mean?
I can't make it.
He was an overseas.
Yeah.
Oh. He fought in a lot of the major battles in the Civil War, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he tell you about those battles?
Yes, he would tell us everything, but you know, I've done forgotten. I tell you the truth, I made it one year or something. And I just can't remember, you know, what he did say. And so much has gone on since, you know.
I think he was at Appomattox, wasn't he? With Robert E. Lee?
And I thought I had some books here, but I don't think I have.
Books on?
It should be, my daddy should have had some books. But maybe we give them away on the wall, wouldn't we? We should have had some, because a lot of people have.
Yeah, I've got some.
Yeah.
So you were 15 when you moved to Stigler's Place?
Just a minute. Yeah, I was 15 and moved up there. Not as Stigler's Place. I guess I was around about 10 years old when we moved to Stigler's Place. I was thinking about the lower place. I was 15 when we moved up here, you know, where Otis bought the home place.
Where I used to go when Granny Basil was.
That's right, yeah.
That's right up here.
Yeah, that's called the old John Bigelow place. You know, the graveyard is right there by the house.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny. It's a cop up there now. His name is Shiflett, and he's from, what is it called? Anyway, he's from the valley. Uh-huh. You know, and he's right nice there. But he's your son, he really loves up there. And he asked about the graveyard, you know. The only thing I could tell about the graveyard was Mac Tucker's grandfather and grandmother was buried up there. Mac Tucker's. So that's really that all I don't know about the graveyard. But my father never did farm it. It just had trees, you know.
Where was your father born?
He was born near Raymond, too. You know the place where I used to? Yeah, he was born right down near there in a log cabin. We would call it near Raymond. Because we went to school down there, Muscatella owned it.
Your father's name was Shelton Lee?
Shelton Lee Passett, that's right.
So he was born in 1866.
Yeah.
Near my birthday. The 28th of January. Mine's the
21st. 21st and 28th. Yeah, that's just that day in the
10 years. What was your mother's name?
Oh,
Lucy Ellen?
Well, you know, they always call Lula Ellen. Ellen, yeah. Yeah, Ellen Ellen.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, since it hadn't been too long, they said her name was Sunday Lucy Ellen. When did you get?
But they called her Lula, right?
Lula, that's right. And I don't know why they did that, because she never did tell us, you know. Lucy Ellen.
She was from Radio Hoffman.
Yeah.
Remember your grandparent, other grandparents?
That was grandma, that was mama's mom and mama, yeah. But all I could tell you about grandpap was, they say that, you know, he died sitting up in the chair.
That's John David Seale?
Yeah.
John J. Seale?
That's, I think his name is John David. I'm Jack, that's the name of that. Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And then
do you remember him doing what?
Who?
John Doe?
I don't know. I remember when I was quite small, because we used to go to grandma for a week at the time. And I don't remember much about that grandpap, but I do remember grandma. She was a real good old lady.
Now, that's Sarah?
Sarah.
And?
Sarah and my little brother. Sarah and you.
Now, both your grandmothers were sisters, right?
Yeah, because of my father and mother was first cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I come in, the Ootses. You know, right. Come from the Ootses.
So Nancy Oots and Sarah Ann were sisters, and they married. Nancy married Michael Dazzle, and Sarah married John David
Seale. That's right. But they're not related to any of those seals, not many of these seals around here.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember much about Nancy's?
No, I don't, because she died with the heart trouble at 50 years old. Grandma Basil. So I don't remember a thing about her. I used to hear people ain't gonna talk a lot about her, but you know, I should have set these things down, but people ain't gonna tell me more about them than anybody. That was the Goodens, was Eva Goodens. Well, Cousin Blanche was Eva's mama, and Big Annie was Cousin Blanche's sister. We called her Big Annie, because we're Big Annie and Little Annie. Get them mixed up, and she used to talk all about she could be. Now, if she was living, Mikey, she could tell you everything about the Bassels and everything. But you know, I said, listen, daughter, and I didn't set it down anything. I should have set it down, and I knew all about them.
Do you remember anything about Michael Basil other than what he would tell you about the Civil War?
No, not much, because he really didn't have anything too much. He had, I don't know how many acres he had, but he had a little old two-room cottage over there for George Floyd used to live.
Did you used to go and live in there?
Mom and Dad used to go for a long time, too.
How come?
She said, they were asking about, you know, that he should be, have something else to better, you know, the house and all. It wasn't too much of a little house, but just two rooms.
He just lived there by himself?
Yeah, he lived there by himself and did his cooking. And I'll tell you the truth, Uncle Frank and Uncle Rio and Paul, they looked after him. And he got a pension. You know, he got a pension, but then he liked, they all there, man. He liked one or two music girls or something. He gave most of that money to them. But they looked after him and seen that he had plenty to eat.
And he used to come over to your house and visit a lot.
Yeah, he used to come up home and stay all day. Yeah. Up at the lower place. And talk with us. Yeah. He's been a good looking old man. And then we went, Nancy had been riding the car here, it was been about 3 years ago, we went to the valley, to Newmarket, to see the Bassels, you know, to visit land over there. And we couldn't find any, but one or two of our cousins to us.
Was Michael born in Newmarket?
Yeah, he was born in the college in the valley at Newmarket, that's right. And then they all had one sister, was Uncle Wilkes Bassel. He used to come over here, and then for some other kind of young Joe Bassel, I believe. They'd ride the horse over here from the wall. But they don't sell me the market anymore. They sell us in Burke or something like that.
Where did Nancy and Michael meet, you know?
No, I don't. I really don't. Probably he might have come over here to visit or something.
Because the Oops is from around here.
Yeah, probably so.
So you remember Sarah, but you don't really remember Nancy?
No, because we used to go to bed and stay a week at a time. Because I remember our grandma very well. We called her Ma.
Called her what?
Ma, M-A.
Oh,
Ma.
It's Ma?
Yeah, we said Ma. And then the Mama.
Like we call you now.
Huh?
Like what we call you.
That's right, yeah. And then, you know, we always said Ma. And you should take care of her, Andy, but she never knew. She knew to be nice and good.
And Issy was Sarah's sister? Or?
No, it was Sarah's daughter. That was Sarah's Mama's daughter. Sister.
Oh.
She never cared for the boys, you know.
Yeah, did they ever talk about their parents any?
Michael Barrow. Yeah, he used to talk about, you know, his mother and father, but, you know, I don't remember what he would say, really.
They were from New Market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of the band was just like the Lowers, you know, them all from over there on the valley. They're from the valley. I guess that's the reason why we don't know too much, you know, about them.
How about the Seals? Where were they from?
Well, I guess down here. See, that was an old a log cabin. Well, nice old homestead, comfort, you know, like people used to have. But they sat upstairs to it, you know, until they built the new house down there. So they lived, then they had the kitchen out in the yard, you know. The big kitchen, they had the loom out there, because our grandma used to weed, you know. Weed carpet, homemade carpet.
Sarah, is it?
Yeah, Sarah, and she used to have a very big room in there. Well, and Nancy, well, we always said, and Nancy, that of course, Mother, too, she had a big room. There was some nice about that room at Sarah. Well, he always had this to come up there and look at that room where I had that room.
Both your grandmothers used to weed carpet.
That's right.
They sell them, or?
Yes, and then they used them. And then Pa's sister used to weed too. She had a big living. It's right instant to see them.
Did you ever do it?
No, I never did, but I've seen them done. It makes a big fuss from there, working the feet somehow, you know. maybe like you're playing an organ or something in that kind of thing. And I guess it almost would pick up their hair for this room. They had a big kitchen there with a front porch to it out in the yard down the corner. Mm-hmm. Oh, those old times is all gone away with. And I think they were really the best of times. I think people live too fast now.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they had the cars and all, and I don't know. They don't enjoy it like we did. They were walking days and horse and buggy days, and there was nothing any more fun than hook up a horse to a buggy and go out.
Did you do that a lot?
Oh, yeah. See, we could hook up a horse ourselves because my father didn't have any boys, and we hook him in the field a lot, we three girls. And then when, you know, when we were young, around 10 or 12 or something, we used to have to ride the horses. And we'd go out and Mama would ring the bell for dinner. We three girls would strike out just to ride them horses back. Now, you know, that was fun. Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
What else did you do?
Well, just to hook up the belly with our own paper, and then we played croquet, you know. And she couldn't get in bed. Mama wouldn't let us leave.
Okay.
Well, she said lazy people were there. She'd let us read on Sundays. Now, you know, that wasn't exactly right. She wanted us to be doing something all the time.
That was Lula, huh?
That was Lula, yeah.
Granny Basil, I remember we used to go up there and she used to make good cookies. That's all I remember of Granny Basil.
Yeah, she kept cookies all the time.
Yeah. She was always busy, though, wasn't she?
Always busy, yeah. She wanted us to be always doing something for you.
What are some of the things you remember most about your mother?
Well, Mama was a good woman. She used to keep everything nice and clean, okay? She could keep things cleaner than I did, but when she got as old as I was, she went back too, you know. And she used to, we used to go to church, you know. Well, we went to Sunday school and we had preaching in Good Hope once every month. We always went in the buggy then, otherwise we walked to Sunday school. And I don't remember one, you know, Mama, she always helped Paul out in the field, you know, when he was real busy. And she cooked. And she loved to visit people, you know. She would like to go somewhere every evening, you know, and visit the neighbors, you know. Now, sometimes we'd go at night. We had to take a lantern down because we walked.
What was it? A gas lantern? Oil lantern?
Oh, yeah, put coal oil in it and take it. I prefer to do that now, though. It's too much going on.
What do you remember most about your father?
Well, I told you he was a very quiet man, and he liked to be quiet. Well, he was a good, honest man, though, and he loved his work, he liked his horses. I can't say too much about my dad because he stayed at home, and he always went to see his brothers once a year. So he would always go to see them once a year. And that was his visit to him. And Aunt Lucy had one sister, went to see her, but otherwise he was very quiet, and on Sundays he rested.
A hard worker, though.
Yeah. He was a farmer, you know, a good farmer. And really, I couldn't say nothing much about him but work. You know, work. Except on Sundays, he would not believe in working on Sundays.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, rest his horses. Well, that's an old home farmer.
That must have been fun.
I guess it was. He liked it.
It's his own box.
What?
He was his own boss.
Oh, yeah, his own boss. Yeah, Mom and Pa, I can say we got along real good together.
Okay.
And now my daddy done with us. He piped somebody. If they got mad with one another, you could always tell it because you'd see him somewhere, in the sun or pout. He piped somebody. I never will forget that. Yeah. But the other ones, they got along real good, okay? But Mama always would go away, and I don't know why she was like that. She never would come in and say, you know, Doc, Carter. She never would get home and say, with Doc, and he always liked that getting kind of early, but she always...
Where would she go?
Well, she went to Grandma's, and she went to Uncle Bill's, and she went to see the neighbors all around.
Every day?
Not every day, but she went away most every evening. And you know, she used to come to Mr. Cash on the store. She didn't miss me even from coming down there when she was able to walk. And she walked clear up to the town. And when she got there, she couldn't walk. She really missed him. And she left the daughter behind. It's exactly like him. That's Nanny. Nanny loves to go. But I ain't much on going. I don't know. It makes me tired.
Is that when your father used to get upset? Was when she would come in
late? Yeah, or he kind of would get upset about it. Yeah, like that. Come in, get in early, you know.
But what was late? What time?
Well, it would be getting dark when she came in. You know, you could see good yet, but I'd say it was getting dark, like when she come in. But she didn't eat no boy. She went to kick this over here. Bed and all, they was off the place just for like 10 people.
What do you remember most about your sisters?
Well, they were just about like I am. You know, we were raised at home, and we'd go out the mail every weekend, and else. If we had a little time, we'd play croquet, checkers, or something like that. She never allowed us to go to no dances, nothing like that.
How come?
I don't know. She said she didn't believe in it, you know. We didn't go either.
That was the end of the matter, huh?
Yeah. Ladies have kind of a quad life. I can't say much about our life because we principally stay at home most of the time.
Good wholesome one.
Huh?
Good wholesome life.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. What are some of the things you enjoy doing most?
Well, I'm going to think a little bit. Well, I like to play games. We used to play school in the world. I tell you, we used to play with Cousin Silas's girls. Get together. We were in our teenage then, and you know, we would visit around and play games in the evenings when one called.
What kind of games?
Well, it was each old kind of games. It was stealing goods.
How do you play stealing goods?
Well, I think you have 12 sticks on this side, and 12 sticks on this side, and then you have a pole right between them, you know. And you've got it's a lot of fun. Maybe six get on one side, six get on the other, and you've got to steal these goods.
Steal the other sticks.
Yeah, you've got to get over that, and of course, if they catch you, they got you. You've got to steal them down with them. But you got to get those goods so they won't catch you. You got to be real quick about it. You know, that was all
over. What was the pole for?
Huh?
What was the pole for in the middle?
Oh, that was to divide us. Yeah, the pole was for the dividers, you know.
So you used to try and sneak and grab their sticks and bring it across?
Yeah, bring it across, you know.
And if they touched you?
They caught us.
Oh.
We had still on that side. And of course, the one had the nose was the one with the beak. And then we played croquet and checkers. We never played shovelized, played cards and things like that. And there were some more games, too, we played. I know Stephen Fields was one. And then sometimes we'd make molasses candy, you know. That had
molasses?
Out of molasses, because we always had our homemade molasses. My daddy had about a half acre cane, and we always made his molasses, you know. And then a lot of times, and then about a time we made molasses candy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you take and cook it, and it's real good to put water crumbs in. And then you take and put to clean how it's done, you know. You take and put a little of it in cold water, and if it's thin, it's getting done, you know. But then when it gets kind of hard that you can crack it, when you drop it in this water, it's done. And then you put your kernels in, and take it off and put it in the pan. And then you take, after it gets kind of lukewarm, you pull it until it gets white. That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. Then we would put them and they
would stick to your hands?
We had to grease our hands and butter. Yes, it stuck to your hands.
Was it hot?
No, you had to let it get lukewarm.
So they called
it, yeah. I know there's no game in that. Well, we used to play hunt because we know how you play hunt or get around and they roll and drop the handkerchief at the party.
It's called handkerchief?
Handkerchief, yeah, you play handkerchief.
How do you play that?
Well, if you get a big circle around, you know, in a row, you just around, and then you run around and drop the handkerchief at somebody's behind, you know. You watch and you run drop the handkerchief too.
Everyone else is standing in a circle.
Yeah.
And one person runs around.
Yeah. Then you drop the handkerchief to whoever you want them, but you don't let them catch you if you can help it. And then you run around and get in that place, and then they go around again and drop the handkerchief.
And if someone catches you dropping the handkerchief at them, what do they do?
Well, you're out of the ring then.
Oh, you do.
You're out of the ring. Then you have to. They will keep on playing, you know, until they get through.
So,
they're the old game. They don't play nothing like that. Mm.
Well, that sounds like fun, though. So you have everyone in a circle. One
yeah, down circle. Whoever's there, yeah.
And that person would drop the handkerchief behind someone.
Yeah.
And if the person didn't catch them dropping it, then the person that dropped it got in his place, that person had to run around.
That's right. Yeah. But that's what I'm catching.
But if someone caught you dropping it, then that person that got caught is out of the game.
Out of the game. That's right.
You just have to wait for the end of the game.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like it was more games, but I can't think of them now. But we have a good time. Sometimes, you know, we make cocoa and drink it hot time. But now they don't do anything like that, you know, they want to go somewhere at the movies. They have stories on the television to look at and all like that.
You didn't need television.
No, we like outside. But most of them play checkers and dominoes, you know, too. I like to play dominoes.
Play those mainly in the wintertime, though?
Yeah, that was in the wintertime when it was real cold. Well, I can't think, but I know there's more games, too, that we played. But now you know they love ball. That's what most of all think about is ball, playing ball. I don't think I'd ever like ball games.
You might have played them.
I don't know. I couldn't play them now. I don't know how. This is so funny. I laugh for a real quick. We live over near Rochelle, you know. That's what they call it. We call it the handy place now. And my father and mother would go to Orange in their old wagon. Well, they'd have a meet off. They would go to Orange once a year. And so they were late getting back one night. We three kids without a kid, three girls without a gather. Well, we had a reception hall there. And I went out in, we were in the big room, the room for the lodge. I went out in the big room, and something spit down like apple. What you call it? No, I'll just tell you in a minute for him. Tobacco juice. You know when people chew tobacco? Well, somebody spit down just like it was tobacco. They were chewing tobacco. And spit the juice down there in that hole. And boy, it scared me near death. And I run to Danny and Zilia and got them. And we went out there. We had a big orchard. And we went out there in that orchard. And we screamed and cried just scared to death. One of Mama and Papa come. And blessed be the goodness, when they come, it was an old hen and got upstairs and was on the banister. You know, she spit down.
I didn't know. Chicken spit.
Like, you know what to do. He spit out like that. Tobacco juice. Well, that was the funniest thing I think ever happened. So we wasn't scared anymore after we found those old hens sitting up there on the banisters. It was a three-way stay, you know.
Do you think it was some?
We talked to somebody up there chewing tobacco. I thought that was really funny.
Did you tell your parents?
Oh yeah, they found out that was when they came.
Oh, not till they came?
Not until they came, because we were scared deaf. We wouldn't go inside the house. No. And it was an old hen sitting up there on the mantel. They said, somebody in there, she got me in the hole. Oh, me.
Did you feel kind of silly?
Oh, yes, the most kind of silly. But when you're scared, you know, when you get scared, you're scared. I'm telling you.
Where were Sarah and Nancy Lutz from?
Yeah, that's right.
Your grandmothers, where were they from?
Well, I would say where they were from was what's called P.O.R.T., the post office. I don't know if you know where it is, but I think the electric cow. It was where old man Hound Mill used to live. It was over there at Port. Who's that right then? No. You know, they done it down away with that post box. I'll tell you, Sadie Lois, she lives over there now. She lives up on the hill, and you can look over and see everything is called Port. I know that's where they were from.
What's it near now?
It's not that far from Old Park in Madison. I said between them because I think they bought that place and had electric equipment there in that house and all. But I think the night in the house with the babies.
Where
you're over there, I don't know where they came from.